This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new synthetic drug is on the streets and leading to mass overdoses in New York called K2. K2 use often bursts into public view, spurred by prices as low as $1 per cigarette and the drug's popularity with homeless people who spend much of their time on the streets. And while opioids and drugs can act as sedatives, K2 can cause agitation and exacerbate existing mental illnesses in those who use it. Anti-doping officials from at least 10 nations and 20 athlete groups are preparing the extraordinary step of requesting that the entire Russian delegation be barred from the Summer Olympics over allegations of a state-sponsored doping program. 6 years ago, 16% of Americans did not have health insurance. That number is now down to 9.1%. Many people, though, still can't afford health care. For some middle-class families who buy coverage on the exchanges, the cost of insurance and out-of-pocket expenses like copays and deductibles can add up to nearly a quarter of household income, according to the Urban Institute. Two bills passed by Congress to restrict minors' access to pornography over the past two decades were struck down by the Supreme Court because they infringed on adults' First Amendment rights. Veterans make up 8.5% of America's adult population, but account for 18% of its suicides. In 2014, according to new data from the Veterans Affairs Department, 7,403 veterans killed themselves. That's about 20 deaths a day. House Committee has released a report called Too Big to Jail on the money laundering by HSBC, saying that though they paid a $2 billion fine, the Justice Department had overruled criminal prosecution of the bank and its officers, fearing the consequences to the economy. When people pay for items such with cash and currency rather than by card or online, they feel more of a sting and therefore assign more value to the purchase, according to a recent study. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.